It's Tuesday, the 9th of April, and I am Leonard Vidbien with your 7 a.m. news bulletin. Prime Minister Sara Kugongelua Amadila announced that the Equitable Economic Empowerment Framework Bill is in its final stages, underscoring its objective to guarantee just allocation, ownership, and administration of the country's scarce resources.
We are done with what we are supposed to do on our part as a policy-making office. We have been having some interactions with the legal drafters, with them seeking clarity here and looking at the best way to formulate what provision, but the bill is still with the legal drafters, and we are confident that they have made much progress now, and it is likely that the bill would come for tabling this year.
2 years after Urban and Rural Development Minister Erastus Utoni officially launched the National Housing Information System, the ministry, in partnership with the Namibia Statistics Agency, is gearing up to initiate the first phase rollout of the Namibia housing system. This rollout will encompass over 30 local authorities and one regional council and is scheduled to occur from April 15 to May 15. Further elaboration on this plan is provided by NSA's spokesperson Ipumbu Sakaria.
The Namibia Statistics Agency, together with local authorities, has developed a Namibia Housing Information System that aims to improve the digitization of land stock, housing stocks, as well as the waiting list stock. So the NSA, together with the local authorities, are gathered to finalize the housing system, to roll it out, and 33 local authorities and one regional council will be making use of this housing information system.
The Windhoek municipality has declared an extension of the debt relief deadline for pensioners, now scheduled for May 31st from the earlier mentioned date of April 15. Sean Gariseb, representing the Karutura Central Residence Committee, gives us an update on a meeting scheduled for today.
Today we will also have a press conference at 2 o'clock. In that press conference, we will give further direction. We will also be in attendance, will also be the Minister of Urban Rural Development, the Director of ACC, the Ombudsman will also be in attendance, the Head of the Competitions Commission will be there, and the Auditor General. We have also chosen the heads of these stakeholders deliberately because we are going to hand over our demands and our concerns to these groups. Each demand and concern will be specifically towards those institutions.
Today, the High Court in Johannesburg, South Africa, will electronically issue a ruling regarding former President Jacob Zuma's eligibility to run in the elections as the Umkhonto weSizwe Party candidate. The party is contesting the Electoral Commission's decision disqualifying Zuma based on his criminal record. Zuma contends that his presidency termination was premature and asserts having unfinished matters. Judge Lebogang Modiba indicates that the court might delay providing reasons to adhere to the legally binding timetable set by the Electoral Commission. A decision on whether to admit Palestine as a permanent member of the United Nations might be decided in the coming days. The UN Security Council referred the matter to its admissions committee for consideration. Once this process is complete, the committee could recommend immediate admission. Jody Jacobs reports from the UNHQ in New York.
Russia says the time is now and the decision cannot be delayed.
We are not planning to allow to drag the issue indefinitely, like perhaps some members of the council wish.
Palestine First applied for full membership back in 2011, but no decision was taken. Jody Jacobs, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.